This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the critics of Biden's multi-trillion dollar plan, I've seen some people say $4 trillion, some people say $2 trillion. Like I said, after a couple billion, I'm lost when it comes to the numbers. But one of the critics is Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders wants to know why Medicare isn't involved in it. And Bernie Sanders has been promoting, you know, either Medicare for All or Medicare expansion. And, you know, me as a doctor, you know, I look at what's going on politically, and I see a lot of spending. And, you know, we talked about the infrastructure bill yesterday, money for electric cars and chargers, and there's going to be research and development and oil well plugs and billions of dollars spent on all sorts of things. Issues like diversity, making sure there's equal pay. I think $10 billion is going to be spent, $10 billion, to make sure there's equal pay. I would think I don't know why it has to cost that much if somebody's not, you know, providing equal pay and they're paying people appropriately based on race or gender. That should be a quick phone call saying, look, okay, you're going to get sued. So it doesn't really have to cost billions of dollars. But, you know, they have a plan. This is their plan. It's a lot of money. They're going to raise taxes, which I think is going to be a big mistake. But one thing that's been kind of a can kicked down the sidewalk that's going to come back is Medicare expansion. Whether you agree with Bernie Sanders or not, a lot of people don't agree with him. He does come up with these ideas. And the ideas sound great on paper. Not sure how it'll pan out. I mean, it's, you know, give everybody health care, give everybody college, give everybody everything. It sounds beautiful on paper, but not very realistic. But I do see a push for there to be a Medicare expansion. The reason why I have faulted the Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act for so long is it didn't increase, quote-unquote, people's health. It caused deductibles to go up. Did people really have access to doctors? Did it really give people health care? And I saw so many things wrong with it, including doctors going out of business and doctors quitting, that we have a crisis of not enough medical providers. So one thing I tried to bargain with those that were huge proponents of the ACA is, you know, maybe we expand Medicaid temporarily or expand Medicare temporarily. Now, what would that entail? Well, temporary is tough because once you give somebody something, it's going to be hard to reverse it. Just like with Medicaid. Medicaid was supposed to expand when there was a recession. And we have more people on it than the whole country of England. I mean, we have a lot of people on Medicaid. Medicare, though, is interesting. Medicare has had its highest number of enrollees because our baby boomers are aging. And as more and more are becoming 65, we're going to see that number increase. And the one thing I saw as a physician in my private practice, and I'm seeing currently with Medicare patients, is they're not liking the Medicare coverage to the degree that they were hoping. They thought Medicare coverage would cover all their medicines. They thought it would cover the doctors they wanted to. They didn't think they would have out-of-pocket. They didn't think they would have rejections. They didn't think they would have to choose to generics. And so, yeah, Medicare started to become a little bit more of a skeleton plan based on more people on it. There's only X amount of money. Now, you would think all the money that you put in to Medicare would come back tenfold for you, but it doesn't work that way. So now all these baby boomers that have put money into the system, once they turn 65, I'm like, all right, I'm here, they might not be getting what they expect. It's not going to be like a Blue Cross Blue Shield gold plan. So one suggestion Bernie Sanders has is, why don't we expand it to people who are maybe 55 or 60? Let's widen it. And I've got to tell you something. As a physician, the group of individuals who seem to not take care of themselves, it varies. I mean, you have 20-year-olds who don't take care of themselves. You have 40-year-olds. You have 30-year-olds. You have maybe 70-year-olds. But I got to tell you, one of the most vulnerable times is that middle age. Those people who are 45 to 65, I wish I could intervene. I wish I could say, dude, your cholesterol's high. We got to get on it. Your blood pressure's high. Now, mind you, we want to intervene early on. But I got to tell you, we have a very vulnerable population, 45 to 65. Will expanding Medicare help us get to those people? Will expanding Medicare translate to better health? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if Medicare is going to be similar to the ACA, where, yeah, you got a card in your pocket, but you still can't get to a doctor, then the answer is no. But if expanding Medicaid means there's going to be more, I'm sorry, Medicare. If expanding Medicare means there are going to be more providers, there are going to be more medical facilities, it's not going to be a skeleton of a healthcare plan, it's going to be more robust and allow more things, then it might be worth looking into. Because the problem I have is we still have heart disease as the number one killer. We still have lung cancer as the number one killer, even though we've had people cut back on smoking. So we still have, unfortunately, most of our medical expenditures happen in the middle age to older age group. And I'm looking at what costs us money. What costs us money is Alzheimer's, dementia. People's bodies are outliving their mind. So what if we could save off dementia, save off Alzheimer's by getting on their blood pressure, by getting on their blood sugar, by getting on their weight? Now, we're spending a lot of money. And so if somebody even brings up expanding Medicare right now, they're going to be like, are you kidding me? Look at what we just spent. But, I mean, I'm wondering if this conversation does have to happen now, because maybe some of these billions of dollars that we're going to be spending on plugging up oil wells or making electric outlets for cars could maybe help go to some of the things that are needed right now for medicine. But I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lily lives in Mississippi, and she says that she and her family and her friends and her coworkers all refuse to get the COVID vaccine. What will the government do if we don't reach herd immunity? How far will they go? She goes on and talks about that and work and... So this is a little tricky. And by the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So I also fear that the government is going to be taking some liberties to remove some of our liberties. As a doctor, as an American, I get a little nervous about that. And it would be in the name of quote-unquote public health. And I'm a little nervous about this next wave. I'm nervous about some of the hospitalizations going up. The hospitalizations went up by about, I think, 120 over the last 24 hours. It might not sound like a lot, but we're supposed to be going down. We're supposed to be going the other way with this. And the case count doesn't bother me as much as the hospitalization rate. That bothers me because what caused us to be locked down is the hospitals were overwhelmed. Personally, the hospitals we are under our infrastructure of hospitals is far below what we need for the population. I think I have in Nevada, we have 3.2 million people in Nevada, and we only have 6,000 hospital beds. That's not enough. No wonder we were overwhelmed. So that's not the people's fault. That's not a bakery's fault. That's not a fast food establishment's fault. That's an infrastructure fault. So I watch the serious and critical cases. It is going up. I mean, we know the cases are going up. But in terms of vaccine enthusiasm, it's been changing. I think the latest poll said 50 to 60% of Americans said they'll get it, as opposed to it was 30%. Then maybe it went to 40%. And what's changing some of the enthusiasm for a vaccine is I think some people feel they'll get their liberties back. They won't have to wear a mask. They'll get to go back to work. They'll get to travel. And so I do see more people getting vaccinated, but those who are really afraid of the vaccine or do not want to be a part of this are still going to hold firm. And CNN is saying we have 16.4% of Americans fully vaccinated. Now, more have gotten at least one vaccine, and we think that one vaccine might give 80 to 90% protection. Originally, it was only about 50% protection, but I think the government is going to kind of be a little bit more lax on then at least get one shot. But they want to show that they're, you know, getting people vaccinated and getting some protection. But 16.4% of Americans being, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated is still not there for herd immunity. I've been vaccinated. How do I feel? Do I feel safe? You know, it's interesting. I am pro-vaccine. I am board-certified in family medicine. So when we have the pediatric CDC recommendations for vaccines, yeah, I made sure my kids got the vaccine, my patients got the vaccine. If a parent didn't want to vaccinate the child, I didn't kick them out of the office. I didn't shame them. I tried to educate them, give them resources. And I understand how some people are scared. So people think I'm a little bit more lax when it comes to vaccines because I wouldn't refuse care. But it's not the child's fault. If the parent doesn't want to vaccinate, the child has an ear infection. Treat the child. The child needs help. The child has an ear infection. You know, so I wouldn't refuse. A lot of doctors will refuse you from even walking onto their site if the child wasn't vaccinated. And mind you, some pediatricians have kids with leukemia, or they have kids who are immunocompromised and they have to protect them. But for me, being a family practice office, if I didn't have anybody who I thought was immunocompromised, bring the kid in so I can take care of the kid, whether they're vaccinated or not. So I kind of became known as a doctor that would take care of your child if they were ill, even though they didn't get vaccinated for school. But I don't want that misinterpreted as I'm anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I believe vaccines have a significant role. I believe that there are side effects. And I believe that somebody should have a right to refuse a vaccine. I think that is their constitutional right. If they don't want something injected into them, they should be allowed that. Now, maybe it's because I had family in Auschwitz that were forced to have things injected into them. Maybe it's because I have seen some rare side effects. But I am pro-vaccine, but I do think people have rights. So many of you have reached out concerned that you might not be able to choose. What if your employer forces you to get vaccinated? Well, nobody can force you. I mean, if your employer wants you vaccinated, and listen, I see where the employers are. The employers are stuck between a rock and a hard place. If they don't want to close down again, and they think that their governor or public officials are going to say, I need to know all your staff is vaccinated, I mean, they need to stay alive and open and employ people. So they're going to follow suit. And if they think they're going to be sued by employees who said, you didn't make sure that everybody was vaccinated, and, you know, they could be at risk for lawsuit. However, with the ADA and the Civil Rights Act, I don't believe they could force vaccination on their employees. Can they not offer you a job back? Can they fire you? If you're in an at-will state, they can. That woman in Brooklyn who was thinking about undergoing fertility treatments, thinking about getting pregnant, had wanted to wait on getting a vaccine until she could learn more, she didn't get her job back. They wouldn't take her unless she got vaccinated. So people are concerned, and I get why you're concerned. So if we don't reach herd immunity, which is the 70%+, I think it needs to be closer to 90 if you ask me, but 70%+ of the population being vaccinated, what's going to happen? Well, I'm going to say what I said last year. I'm hoping it doesn't become an issue. I'm hoping that after this next wave and we get to the summer, there will be a wave. There are already states showing higher case counts. After this next wave, if we could get to the summer and we have a good proportion of the population vaccinated, I'm hoping we see this start to go away by the fall. I know I am being very optimistic and maybe living in la-la land, but I am hoping this virus goes away before that becomes an issue. If the hospitalization rate stays down, the government shouldn't force it. The only problem is coming next fall, are we going to have another deadly flu season? We didn't see as many flu-related deaths. Maybe they weren't tested as much. Maybe they weren't reported as much. Maybe COVID competed with the body such that flu couldn't take hold. But we had one of the mildest flu seasons I've ever heard of. If COVID isn't in the picture, will flu then go, yay, I'm back? I mean, we're going to be hit with something next year. So I do worry that now we're kind of in this mode of the government's in control. The government can tell you what to do. The government can tell you to work, can tell you not to work. The government has taken liberties I never thought I would see them do in modern, you know, post-World War II times. I think they could start to force it. Now, what was interesting, though, was Biden's, he said, I believe yesterday or the day before, the administration said, we're not going to get involved with the vaccine passports. We'll leave the vaccine passports up to private industry. Well, all right, that's a punt, but that was a good sign. What's going to happen? Is Delta, United, American Airlines all going to come together saying, look, this is what we're going to do as a united front? The problem is if only 16.4% of Americans are fully vaccinated and these airlines want to sell tickets, they might not be able to jump on that vaccine passport bandwagon because 83% of the population won't be able then to buy tickets. So it is intriguing. Now, apparently they're vaccinating about 3 million people a day. I do believe by the summer, we will have a nice chunk of the American population. It'd be nice to see if 50% of the population will be vaccinated, but are we going to have that enthusiasm? Are people going to want to be vaccinated? You know, one thing that's very interesting is Biden had mandated that by May 1st, everybody has access to the vaccine. States have beat that. As of next week, many states are like, anybody who wants a vaccine over age 16 can get it. Now, why is that? Is it because we have so much supply, or is it that they're not really seeing a lot of people sign up? So I'm just being ready for anything. Even though my husband and I are vaccinated, our kids aren't. So we're not planning any international travel. We don't even have any domestic flight planned. Because if the kids aren't vaccinated or if the kids don't want to vaccinate, we won't be able to travel with them. So right now, we don't have passports yet, but it's still up in the air. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Orange, California is being rocked by the deadliest shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three adults were killed on Wednesday, but the reason why is still unclear. Police say a gunman was firing when they arrived at the scene of a two-story office building. At least one officer fired back and the suspect was hit. A fifth woman was also found shot. She and the suspect are in the hospital, said to be in critical condition. In a speech in Pittsburgh on Wednesday, President Joe Biden unveiled his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, consisting of traditional projects such as roads and bridges, as well as funding to combat climate change. Republicans on Capitol Hill pointing out only 25% of the plan actually is toward infrastructure. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Beijing continues to make sweeping changes that overhaul Hong Kong's independence over China. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
China bypassed the legislature of Hong Kong by imposing sweeping changes to the electoral system that creates power by Beijing to vet anyone attempting to run for political office. Ed Price is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
The changes, which will establish a committee to vet candidates for office based solely on their loyalty to Beijing and diminish the proportion of directly elected members of the Legislative Council, will severely curtail meaningful pluralism and representative governance in Hong Kong.
Many see this as the latest move by China to dismantle the pro-democracy efforts of 2019 that rattled the authoritarian government in Beijing. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy asks, Doctor, do you get paid more for taking care of a COVID-19 patient? So this is interesting. This has been something that has been rumored from the beginning, that you would be diagnosed with COVID because we doctors make more money. I'm telling you right now, I didn't make any extra money. I made the same money whether you had COVID or didn't have COVID. With my job, I get paid per telemedicine visit. Whether I take care of a hemorrhoid, whether I, over the phone is difficult, but I prescribe something for it and make sure you see somebody in person. Whether I thought you had appendicitis, whether I thought you had a heart attack, whether I thought you had COVID, I get paid the same amount. So, no, as a doctor, personally, me, I didn't see any more money. What people are talking about and where this came from in terms of doctors making money when it was a COVID diagnosis is early on in the pandemic, if you remember, it wasn't patient zero, but it was somebody, I think either in Washington State or California, thought that they might have had COVID. And they were a little scared about what they were hearing in China. People were pretty sick with flu, and people were dying in January, February of 2020, like people unfortunately do. And he went to the hospital to be evaluated. They ended up doing a flu swab first, and it turned out he had flu. Now, he didn't have to be hospitalized, but he was sick, had some trouble breathing, so they made sure he didn't have pneumonia. They didn't think it was COVID, and we didn't have testing back then because it took a while for the test to be made. But they did swab him for flu, which is what we could do at the time. They said, look, you have flu. Gave him, I believe, an antiviral for the flu, Tamiflu. Sent him on his way. He lived to tell about it, but the bill he got from the hospital was thousands of dollars. I think it was at least $2,000, $2,500. And when news broke of that, people who don't have insurance obviously are freaking out. And they don't want to go to the hospital and get a bill. Yet, for us to figure out what's happening with the pandemic, and we don't want people dying at home, we wanted to encourage back then, people who thought they had COVID or were sick to get their butts to the hospital. And then we could figure out if you need to isolate and not get other people sick. The problem is how do you convince somebody to do that if the hospital bill is going to be so damn expensive? And if they don't have insurance? Now, some people go to the hospital anyway. If you have to go to the hospital, you go to the hospital. But if you don't have insurance and you don't have money to pay for it, the hospital has to. So hospitals started to panic, going, okay, wait a second here. All right, we already are dealing with tons of uninsured patients. Hospitals, if you remember, a few years prior were going broke, actually sending patients away based on their insurance or lack of insurance because hospitals were going under. So what the government did was allowed there to be funding. There was, I believe, a relief program to ease the financial strains on hospitals and doctors caring for COVID-19 patients who couldn't pay their bills. And the Department of Health and Human Services provided reimbursement, emergency room visits, ventilators, according to the Medicare pay fee schedule. If you were taking care of a COVID patient that could have died and wasn't going to pay you. Otherwise, I mean, a hospital can't just work for free. So people coming in saying, I'm having shortness of breath, can't breathe, I'm coughing. If that hospital, and I completely agree with, if that hospital is going to have to spend thousands of dollars in supplies and, you know, paying rent, staff, to take care of you, and it's because they think you have COVID, they're allowed to use the code and get government funds. They don't have to work for free. They need to keep that hospital open for people. And thank God that was in motion. Where I disagree with what happened, and I think I'm on the same page with a lot of you guys, is if somebody was presumed to have COVID and the code needed to be used because care was being given, but they ended up dying of something else, heart attack, a bacterial pneumonia, something else that might not have been COVID-related, or they're not sure. Those numbers should have been put in a separate column on the spreadsheet. So when we look at coronavirus deaths in the United States, it is 565,331, according to Worldometers. Yet we don't know how many of those early deaths were really, really, truly COVID. One is we couldn't test for COVID. too, is some people would test negative, even though they still had this consume them. Others had COVID, which put them more at risk of heart attack and stroke. So those numbers, even though it's really easy to say and it's easy to put on Joe Biden's little card that he has in his pocket, might be skewed because we don't know exactly how many of them are really truly COVID. So if a hospital, and by the way, the CDC had told the hospital, look, if you don't have tests for COVID, but you think it's COVID and that person died, you could put it on the certificate. And there should be a way where you could say presumed. But if it was just put COVID, then again, it was counted in the COVID death column. So I have no problem at all with the government back in early 2020 providing financial assistance to uninsured people with COVID and the hospitals using those codes. I have a problem if the person came in for appendicitis, didn't have COVID, and that code is used. That's fraud. But hospitals weren't supposed to do that. And I don't think they did. They shouldn't have. And I also have a problem with us just giving one gross lump sum number that might really be a little different. Guys, honestly, maybe it was 300,000, maybe not a total of 500,000, but in all the confusion, it got counted. Now, mind you, doctors and nurses staff are overwhelmed. So for them to do the semantics, you know, and say, well, actually, I don't know. I got to make a judgment call. They had this. It could have been. They were COVID positive. So were they COVID positive incidentally? Were they not? They didn't have time. But those numbers were what was being used to do the lockdown. So when people say, well, who cares now? You know, the numbers are the numbers. Well, it kind of matters because if that's the process in place, if that's the protocol, if that's the system, and public officials use that system to say, sorry, we need to close down, then what's going to happen next year with flu or if COVID comes back? So I'm for accuracy. I'm also for hospitals not being forced to pay the bill and go under. Now, did some people uninsured say, look, I'm coughing. You know, please take care of me. Test me for COVID. At least I could get care. Maybe some people might have taken advantage of the system. But the thing is that the hospitals were so full that I don't think the average person could have used the hospital for that. Maybe they went to the doctor. Maybe they went to, you know, medical center. But what was very interesting, though, is COVID symptoms were so many. Cough, sneezing, fever. So even in telemedicine, the codes were used because there were people that were like, I don't know if I have COVID. What should I do? Sounds like based on your symptoms, you got to get to the hospital. You're short of breath. Maybe all you need to do is isolate. So in a way, there's an argument that it might have saved money if we were able to keep people out of the hospital. But you can't ask doctors or medical centers to do medicine for free. Many of them are already doing that because of Obamacare. So that's kind of a long answer to that question. Keep them coming, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI on this April Fool's Day, which I'm not a fan of. I don't like April Fool's. It's kind of not even funny, some of the hoaxes I'm seeing online. So just kind of remember, it might be April Fool's. Give them the ceremonious or the gratuitous, ha-ha, yeah, good one. And I can't wait for April 2nd. Some news. The Orange, California shooting that happened yesterday, where a suspect killed four people, including a 9-year-old boy, apparently knew some of the victims. This happened at a business complex yesterday at about 5:30 p.m. He had professional and personal relationships with the victims. He is being identified as 44-year-old Aminadab Gaxiola Gonzalez. He is currently at a hospital in critical but stable condition after, I believe, he was shot in the leg. I'm not sure if it was self-inflicted or not. According to Orange Police spokesperson Lieutenant Jennifer Amat, she said the preliminary motive is believed to be related to a business and personal relationship which existed between the suspect and all of the victims. This was not a random act of violence. Amat did not identify the victims, saying the notifications of next of kin have not been completed. Among the dead were two women, a man and a 9-year-old boy. The boy was found in the complex courtyard, is believed to be the son of one of the victims who worked at the business. A fifth victim, a woman, was found with the boy. She was taken to a local hospital where she is in critical but stable condition. So police first responded to reports of shots fired at about 5:30 p.m. local time. When initial officers arrived, shots were actively being fired inside the business complex. The officers were at first unable to enter the building's courtyard because the gates on both sides have been locked from the inside. They were actually using a bicycle-type cable lock. But officers engaged a suspect. An officer-involved shooting apparently occurred. Police were then able to enter the courtyard, found the suspect who was injured, took him into custody. Again, unsure if his injury was self-inflicted or not. Now, they found the boy who had died, but the adult woman who had survived. They said it appeared that the little boy died in his mother's arms, and she was trying to save him during the massacre. Just scary. Another woman was found upstairs on an outdoor landing. A man was found inside one office building. Another woman was found in a separate office building. So he just went and gunned people down. Now, the suites where some of the victims were found belonged to a business identified as Unified Homes. It's a real estate business specializing in mobile homes. Apparently, investigators recovered a semi-automatic handgun and a backpack containing pepper spray, handcuffs, and ammunition, which they think belong to him. So we'll keep you guys posted, but they have identified the suspect. The Suez Canal is now back open after a 108-hour, it was almost about a week. A fiasco. I don't know how many hours. I have to look. And they say the cost of the shipping blockage might come to around $1 billion in price tag. They say Egypt might be trying to collect it. It does not include damages for the owners of more than the 400 boats delayed by the calamity on the Suez Canal, nor compensation that could be sought by companies whose materials or products were on those boats. So any company or anybody that needed those supplies that were on that boat, say it was a doctor's office that needed the bandages or whatever, they could sue. Lieutenant General Osama Rabai, head of the Suez Canal Authority, told Egypt's Sada El Balad News that Egypt will likely seek $1 billion in compensation for physical and financial damages resulting from the grounding of the massive cargo shift Ever Given. Rabai said the compensation would cover losses from transit fees, the cost of 6 days of dredging, tugboat activity, and damage to the canal from the dredging. He said this is the right of the country. It should get its due. Now, we've been told that the ship's captain has yet to respond to several demands by the canal authority, including surrendering of the black box and documents sought for the investigation. Ever Given will not be allowed to continue on its journey. It was supposed to go to Rotterdam, the Dutch city of Rotterdam, until the probe is completed. So this is a Japanese-owned, Taiwanese-operated, Panamanian-flagged ship. So looks like multiple countries have interests in the ship. They said it became caught in high winds and a sandstorm as it navigated a narrow stretch of canal March 23rd. It's 1,300 feet long, 220,000 tons, and the bow went aground on the canal's eastern bank. The stern got stuck on the western bank. Not sure how bad the winds. I mean, I've seen winds pick up a car, but we're talking about a 220,000-ton ship that's the size of a skyscraper. I don't know much about wind strength, but I wouldn't be surprised if they find some other possible explanation for what happened. Workers had to dredge 30,000 cubic meters of sand, enough to fill about a dozen Olympic-sized swimming pools. More than a dozen tugboats were needed to finally get that ship free. Now, the workers, once they dislodged the Ever Given ship, danced, hugged, wept. Everybody was happy. Everybody was excited. But not sure what's happening and what the captain's going to do. So they said the ship had actually been involved in two previous accidents before this. They said if the captain and others don't cooperate, the ship will be temporarily confiscated, and then a civil lawsuit will drag on for years. So, not sure what's happening, but the ship's owner, Japan's Shoei Kisen Kaisha Ltd., said it will aid in the investigation, as well as Taiwan Evergreen Marine Corps, which operated the ship. Now, they said they are not responsible for the cargo delays. So this canal, the Suez Canal, carries more than 10% of world trade. So the closure cost about $10 billion a day. Now, Egypt, I believe, had a similar incident. Oh, no. Egypt does not want another incident. So they are going to be a little bit more on what happens with the Suez Canal. We will keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A little bit more north, we're looking at France. France has now gone on, I believe, an all-country lockdown, as well as schools closed. President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday ordered France into its third national lockdown. Schools are going to be closed for 3 weeks. He wants to push back on the third wave of COVID-19 infections. Death toll there is nearing 100,000. Intensive care units are hit the hardest. And Macron had wanted to open up the country, especially by Easter. Instead, he says we will lose control if we do not move now. So restrictions were already in place in Paris, some northern and southern regions, but now the whole country has to go on lockdown. Not easy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she is going to introduce two bills related to the COVID pandemic. So you think, oh, okay, well, this is interesting. I wonder what the Republicans are going to do in terms of, you know, suggesting legislation and, you know, their fight for COVID. Well, one bill aims at stripping Dr. Fauci of a salary. And so Dr. Anthony Fauci, they are suggesting in this bill to only get $0 for his salary until the Senate confirms somebody new in his job. It's called the Fire Fauci Act. Another bill is the We Will Not Comply Act, which will force airlines to take unvaccinated passengers and allow anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers to sue. So this is interesting. There is going to be a fight, as we had earlier discussed, about the forcing of somebody getting a vaccine that doesn't want to. But it's going to get very, very tricky about when it comes to travel. You're going to have some of the population saying, well, I want to feel safe and I want to know I'm around people who are vaccinated. You have others saying, look, travel is my liberty. You're going to prevent me from traveling because I'm afraid of getting a side effect to the vaccine? So I don't know if this is later going to go and hit the Supreme Court. I mean, we talked about this a couple years ago with the MMR vaccine requirements and mandating that you couldn't use public transportation in this one city if you weren't vaccinated. It'll be interesting to see if the Supreme Court has to, you know, take on the case. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.